Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Back with you for a Friday morning. It is Pregame Daily with Kevin and Chris here on the Braves Radio Network. Braves fall to the Phillies 4-1 last night, so these two teams split a four-game series. Philly headed out of town, Miami Marlins in Truist Park for a three-game series. That starts tonight at 7:20 Eastern. And Chris, I guess if you went to bed last night and didn't watch any of the game and wake up this morning and you go, well, Kyle Wright, 3 runs, 6 2/3, 3 hits, couple of walks, 5 Ks. Yeah, not a bad night for him overall. But man, oh man, he pitched a lot better than that final line score would show. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think that was his 9th start, and he's still sub-3 ERA. And, you know, the Will Smith show and what's happening with him, and I guess that'll be a subject in a second. But he was better than that, and he went a little bit longer than we've seen guys go. Look, the magic number certainly seems to be getting the final out in the 7th inning. It is just a chore in Major League Baseball right now. And I'm going to go back to it. I would have kept him in.
He
pitched well enough to try to get himself out of trouble. And we say it all the time. Look, he's not 22 years old. He's not 3 games into his career. Let's let him learn a lesson. Let's see if he can get out of this. I just think that he pitched well enough to be given the opportunity to get out of it.
Yeah, I agree. And especially with Will Smith's struggles here, you mentioned that. We'll talk about Will in just a moment and the numbers that are reflective over his last 11 appearances. You know, it's sort of the opposite of what we saw happen with Kyle a few starts ago. Remember, he was in some trouble there. He was in the 90s as far as pitch count was concerned.
Yep.
Snit left him in, just didn't feel the same about him last night. And he wanted to go left on left with Will Smith against Odubel Herrera. Unfortunately now, Herrera, I don't know if you saw this number, 6-for-9 lifetime against Will Smith with a double and 5 base hits. And last night's 2 base hit, that was sort of a backbreaker for you when all was said and done.
You know what's funny? You know what I did see and hear about that number? After he did the damage.
Right.
You know, so it was like, oh. Yeah, I would have kept Kyle Wright in the game. I would have given him another opportunity to get another out. 5 strikeouts, it wasn't his biggest pop night, no doubt about it, but he looked more in control than he looked more in control than Charlie Morton has in the game. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
Yeah, and to me, I thought it was one of those opportunities to just go, okay, it's not huge trouble, it's just trouble. So figure out a way to get out of it. And again, it comes back to the way he had been throwing and the way that Will Smith had been throwing. Why don't we use the math equation we always talk about? That guy right now is better than that guy. So keep the guy who's better in the baseball game.
I'm going to give you a stat about Kyle Wright in just a second. But for Will Smith, last 11 appearances, he's given up at least 1 run in 4 of 11. 9 runs, 9 hits in 9 innings. I'm not great at math, but that's about a 5 ERA. I'm sorry, 9 runs, 5 of which were earned. That's why it's the 5 ERA with 11 strikeouts, but 2 home runs. But, it's just – he's been getting hit hard. And, again, for a guy who was your closer last year, comes out of that role, you need him as your 7th or 8th inning setup guy, and you can't even really count on him in those situations right now,
well,
unfortunately.
I'll give you another one. Who would you rather have the baseball in hand of? And, boy, is this as easy as it gets. If this was multiple choice of the SAT, you and I could get into an Ivy League school. Would you rather hand it to Spencer Strider or Will Smith?
Spencer Strider.
Okay. So what does that mean that Spencer Strider is supposed to get now?
More opportunities in high leverage situations, such as last night.
Ding, ding, ding. Welcome to Harvard.
Which is why, for those folks who may, and I've talked about it, I wouldn't hate seeing him start. Again, where is a guy like that more valuable? Is he more valuable 2 or 3 times a week in that role, or once a week every 5 days pitching? That's a formula you have to sit back and think about. But I think right now with where he is and where some of the guys in this pen are, he's more valuable as a reliever right now.
Yeah, I think because of circumstance. That's Matzik, that's Luke Jackson, that's – now, again, to me, high leverage. He's not a burn guy anymore. Like, if you thought drafted in 2020, no back of the baseball card, he throws really hard, let's put him into this type of game. It's 6-2. Let's put him into this type of game. It's 7-0. That's done. For me, he gets the high leverage. And I told you, if you told me that I was only going to get 5 out of, let's say, Charlie Morton, and I can go 6-7-8 with Spencer Strider, keep the door closed 2 extra times, and get to my closer, I'll live with that all day if it happens 2 times a week. We'll see. I do want to mention, Kyle Wright said, the quote was, it was the right decision to pull him in that game. But, you know, he had a moment early in that game, right, when Realmuto goes deep, and then the bases get loaded with nobody out. So what's the difference at that point? If you're going to tell me, well, it was 4 innings earlier, he's tired now, I don't know. I think certain guys, and he looks like this type of guy now, he's pitched like this type of guy, that's a thrive moment. That's not an I'm tired moment. That's not my tongue is on the ground. I just would have liked to see if he could do it 2 times in a row. That was the inning, Kevin, where you go, okay, I'm not sure what the night is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look what he just did. He pitched like a big-time pitcher. He got himself out of that inning without giving up anything else. And it was a big strikeout to Boehm, too.
Yeah, really was. And that third inning, it's funny. I was sitting down in our suite with a couple of friends who came to the game and a couple of our sales guys. And we all kind of joked when Harper comes up. And there was more than a few people saying, just walk him.
Right.
Just put him on so we can't hit the grand slam. And then you hit the double play ball. And I said, you guys wanted to walk him? Look, you had him all the way. That, to me, could have been a
– no doubt. I mean,
obviously, that was a turning point in the game for Kyle Wright to limit the damage to 1. And again, a sign of maturity. He's 26, another year of pro ball. He knows how to navigate situations like that. Last year, that could have blown up right in his face.
Yeah. 13 in a row, by the way, before walk Schwarber and you know, the Realmuto thing. I don't know. The ball didn't even look like it changed direction. I'm not telling you it didn't hit him. But there should be another thing. That wasn't hit by a pitch. That was grazed by a pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a difference.
That one didn't leave a mark on the ball.
No.
And it's funny because sometimes when guys are hit but maybe not necessarily hit, you'll see them flinch a little. I don't even know if there was a flinch from JT up
there. Ball didn't change direction. Nothing really happened other than they said, oh, no, he was hit. And then if you think about it, what a crappy way to end your night after retiring 13 in a row.
Yeah, unfortunately. Can I give you another stat about Kyle Wright and before we move on? He's made 9 starts this season.
Yep.
Did you see this number about how many runs of support he has been given while he's on the mound this year?
So you're telling me he's that guy?
Unfortunately, he's that guy. Would you like to take a guess at the number for how many runs of support he's received in 9 starts this year?
12.
It's a little bit more than that, but not much. How about 16?
Yeah, that's not enough. That's not enough.
That's less than 2 runs per game.
Yeah.
That's a tough break for a young guy who's pitching as well as he is to just not get a whole lot of love when he's out there on the mound.
Well,
we
have talked about it's happened here in Atlanta. It's happened in every city where you go, boy, he's that guy. That guy, he gets bent over much more than other guys. And look, there were other guys on the staff. I remember a couple of years ago, Julio had a bunch of runs thrown his way. And you go, oh, my goodness. He lives in the life of, you know, the high cotton. And I got another guy who can't find runs anyplace. So, I just thought last night he got out of that jam and he's shown a maturity, whether it was the AAA's nice, not a bad way to, you know, try to make a living, but it's not as good as the major leagues. He's pitched like the guy that we always say, you can't take the baseball out of his hand. Why? Because he just – there's that start, and there's that start. You don't get the ball out of a guy like that's hand. It's what we've been asking for at the back end. It's what we were asking for from guys like Sean Newcomb and Touki Toussaint. What are you going to do to avoid having the ball taken out of your hand? You pitch like Kyle Wright. That's what you do. And you don't bitch that you were down in AAA as a 25 turning 26-year-old. You actually say that might have been the best thing for you.
Yeah, and it was. I think it was. I think he would be the first to admit that time. You know, and he didn't pout. And to his credit, you know, he's gotten a taste of the big league lifestyle. He's flown on the charter. He stayed in the Ritz-Carlton. He knows what it's like to be up here. And he had to go back there and fly on commercial flights at 6 in the morning and you know, not have a whole lot of, the folks in the buildings and in the stands. So, you know, I give him a lot of credit for what he's done. And, you know, hopefully this offense will start picking him up and giving him some run support because he's definitely pitched well enough to get a few more wins along the way. As far as tonight's concerned, Braves and Marlins, Chris, they'll get with Ian Anderson tonight. They'll be taking on Trevor Rogers. Both pitchers tonight coming off a loss at the hands of their opponents. For Ian, he took a loss last start. He went 4 earned over 6 innings in Miami last weekend. For Trevor Rogers, Braves got him for 5 runs over 4 innings. So a couple of guys who certainly know exactly what to expect when they step on the mound here tonight.
And I do think the Marlins, if you look at the rest of the weekend, you know, we had said, what do they do better than anything else? They throw. Well, Trevor Rogers hasn't really been an answer in that department. Alcantara tomorrow certainly is fun to watch. He's another guy, 4-2 with a 2.11 ERA, but 49 strikeouts. He brings it. But then you go to Hernandez, another guy that's 2-4 with a 5.5 ERA on Sunday. He actually pitched on Wednesday. I don't know if you saw this. He came in out of relief. They didn't want him to have 8 days in a row where he wasn't active. So he basically did a bullpen session in their last game on Wednesday, a game they lost 5-4. By the way, another one-run loss. One-run loss on Wednesday. Take the off day. That was a quick two-game set. Take the off day Thursday, come into Atlanta. They're going to be on it's a 10 games, 10-day stretch now for Miami. And Hernandez actually pitched on Wednesday, and Mattingly was asked, does that mean he doesn't go Sunday? His thing was, no, that was basically a bullpen. We just didn't want him to go 8 days without being on a mound pitching in a baseball game. But they're pitching. I guess the point is nothing's easy because certainly Trevor Rogers can be better than his 2-5, 5-plus ERA, no doubt. But it's not as difficult as it could have been. You get Alcantara because that's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to face one of them at a minimum in a three-game set. But Miami losing one-run games and really not getting a little bit of the pitching they thought they were going to get to start games, it's hurt them, and they find themselves again with one of those years where you're not going to be a 500 baseball team because you bought offense that hasn't been consistent, and your starting pitching hasn't been as good as it would need to be to try to win 81 games.
Yeah, and you don't have to face Pablo Lopez. That's the good news. You get Sandy tomorrow, but you don't have to face Pablo Lopez once again. Somehow they've avoided him back-to-back weekends. It's pretty hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah. They've had 3 off days, though. You know, the last one being yesterday, they had 3 off days in the stretch, so they moved whatever it is they needed to move around to make this, I guess, kind of work if losing another one-run game on Wednesdays is actually working. But, yeah, you see one of their big two. And that's not a bad way to finish out the weekend here in Atlanta before you head out to Arizona.
No, it's not. Yeah, exactly. Hey, real quick before we say goodbye, doesn't sound like Acuña is in the lineup tonight. Snit said they'll probably stay away from him again here this evening. Good news, Ozuna had a bat on deck last night. He was going to hit in the ninth inning if it got to him. He's supposed to be back in there this evening. So at least one of your two big bats towards the top of your order should be back in there tonight. We'll see what's next for Ronald as he continues to deal with some nagging issues in this leg.
And Snitz sort of indicated that it was not going to be last night. It was not going to be tonight. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or the weekend before you head out to Arizona. That just sort of stinks. Leg things, Kevin, you know, we say back all the time. A lot of times you just don't know what it is. Legs, different part of the legs now over a short period of time for Ronald Acuña. It's really hard. You know, the term wasn't firing right. It's really hard to get your legs healthy if you're going to continue to play. And there's a difference between pain and injury. How comfortable are you? How much more can you hurt it? Those become the questions they have to get asked and answered. It seems like game to game for him right now.
Yeah, and again, it's unfortunate because when he's in there, your offense looks a whole lot better and you're able to be a lot more dynamic with the run game, things of that nature. So, again, hopefully this is something where another day or two you get Ronald back in there and you can finally just turn him loose and let him be that spark plug for you at the top of the lineup because, boy, things look a whole lot different when he's in there opposed to not taking anything away from Ozzie or Dansby, but, man, just having that power and that speed potential at the top of your lineup, it's just a game changer for
him. All right, so you and I will get together for tonight. Then it's a late tomorrow afternoon, then it's a Sunday afternoon, and then the Braves will get on a plane to go to Arizona. We'll give you some details. Again, we will do this again tomorrow. Kevin and I, thank you very much for being a part of Brave Podcast Daily. Want to thank Hooters for being a part of it as well for sponsoring it again this season. Don't forget, golf, UFC, certainly NBA playoffs as we got the NBA Finals getting ready to kick off, NHL playoffs, and anything else, of course, Major League Baseball. If you want to watch a Braves game, you want to put a Met game on next to it because you want to keep an eye on the opposition, you could certainly do that at Hooters. Just ask. They'll put it on. Bigger TVs, new TVs, and, of course, cold beer and great wings. Hooters across America.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.